Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm excited today because I'm able to bring in a senior running back and safety, plus a long snapper for the Carlsbad Cavemen. He's right here, Tate Collins. Tate, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good, good. I hope that you feel comfortable because we're going to get quite a few answers out of you today. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Awesome. I wanted to start off with kind of just your origin. I mean, you were born and raised here in Carlsbad, New Mexico. What was it about the city that you loved most?
I love sports, honestly, just the baseball, just my friends and stuff, meeting new people growing up, and my friends that I've grown up with playing sports. I just kind of stuck with me, and it's been a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely. What sports did you play growing up? What were the primary sports that you really got into?
I played soccer growing up until I could play flag football, and then I stopped. I dropped soccer as soon as I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't your favorite thing?
No, it was. Yeah, I didn't like it at all. And then I started wrestling probably earlier before soccer, and then I didn't really like that much. I would get I didn't like it. I don't know what it was about it. And then I got into football and then baseball, and then baseball and football just kind of stuck with me. That's been the thing since.
And you still play that?
Yes, sir.
And did you ever take a break off of either sport?
Actually, my sophomore year, I got hurt in football, and so I had to take the year off of that. But other than that, I've played growing up ever since.
Yeah, okay. So while you were growing up, I mean, playing soccer, doing a little bit of wrestling and stuff like that, would you say that that kind of maybe helped you to get that overall athleticism for your other sports, baseball and football?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even now, like just playing baseball, when I came back my junior year and played baseball and then got back into football, I could just tell like a difference. Like my coaches would tell me like other sports would help you out and like keep you like competing and stuff. And so, I mean, I really did notice like it would keep my athleticism and everything up.
Absolutely. And then also you got into football. Obviously, when you first start football, most people start with flag football. Was it flag football that you fell in love with before anything else, or did you decide, it's all right, and then tackle football was like, okay, let's do this?
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I think a lot of people can relate. Just the season was like your favorite sport. So like when it was football, it'd be football. And then I'd be like, no, I like baseball more if baseball was around. But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When I got to like middle school, I was like, yeah, football's my thing. I like it.
So what is it about football right now that is especially exciting for you? You do a lot of things. You play running back, you're the backup safety, and then you also do something that I find very interesting, long snapping. So what is it about the whole sport itself that's especially fun for you?
I don't know what it is. It's just I love going out there and competing and competing with my teammates and just the environment, and it's just awesome. It's just an awesome experience.
Okay, good. Well, I got to know, because obviously you guys have to prepare for each week. You have to prepare in the off season to get better every single day, obviously. But then you probably work on certain things. This off season, what was it that you focused on most to get better in football?
I really focused on my speed and my footwork. Last season, I noticed my footwork and speed was like off a little bit, and I needed to get a lot more, like a lot faster. And so this off season, I would work on my feet, and then I would go and do like bleachers or something to get my speed up.
What was it at the end of all of it that really kind of was the indicator, hey, I got faster or my footwork improved?
The opening game against Artesia, I kind of just felt fast. Like I was like, wow, like I feel a lot faster than I used to. And so that's kind of when I noticed it.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So tell me, when you get to training, when you get to practice, when you're working out in the gym, what is it that you specifically like the most? What is your most exciting part of training?
In practice, I like team offense. That's really fun because we get the whole team together, team offense, and then a scout defense out there, and which is like it's like an actual live practice at that point. And then in the weight room, I gotta say squat. I love squatting and power cleaning.
Do you have any personal records you want to share?
Yeah. My max this year was like 385 nice. On squat, so I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, that's solid for sure. You got to tell me, what is it that you hate the most? Everybody has something they don't like about practice, or maybe weights or conditioning. What do you hate the most?
Practice, it's got to be gas, Monday gassers. Those okay. are the worst. And then in the weight room, I can't really say there's anything that I really dread. That I mean, I guess the sleds are pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah, those are pretty rough. Do you guys do tires still?
In the off season we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll flip the tires.
Okay. Yeah, and those are pretty rough too.
Yeah, they are.
How did the coaches encourage you to progressively improve throughout your high school career?
They would give me tools to work with. They would show me new drills and stuff, and I kind of picked up on that and would start working on them by myself, and it's just kind of how it worked.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tate, we're going to talk about your other sport now, and that's baseball. What is it this offseason that you particularly wanted to focus in on before the season starts?
I'm trying to focus on hitting the ball a lot better. That's probably the biggest thing in my eyes in baseball is hitting the baseball, getting it in play.
Absolutely. And for the people at home listening, what do you play in baseball? What is your position?
I'm the first baseman.
Okay. And is that sole, like that's what you do?
Yeah, that's, I kind of moved there earlier on in my freshman year and kind of just stayed there.
Okay. So. I wanted to know what, in both sports, what would you say is your biggest strength overall in both football and baseball?
Football, I would have to say my upper body strength. Like I guess it kind of like helps me out a lot, getting through the trenches and stuff.
Sure.
And then in baseball, I'd have to say probably my fielding. I'm pretty good at, I think I'd say I'm decent at first base, scooping some balls.
Super humble. Super humble. You don't want to brag about it at all. Okay. Well, what are your plans for next year? Obviously, you have some plans for your future. It's your senior year. At the end of this year, you got to make a decision on where you're going to go. Do you have any places in mind for college?
I'm looking at Tech right now, and then Colorado, and then ASU is another one.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. What is it about those specific colleges that really interests you?
I just love Colorado. I went there a few times and it's beautiful. Like I just love the scenery. I haven't been up to the campus yet, but, the campus in Boulder is really nice.
Yeah.
And then, Tech is just, it's really close. It's local. So, I mean, and I know a lot of people there, so it'd be a really fun time.
For sure. And then, have you talked to any colleges? Have any colleges contacted you about possibly playing football at the next level or baseball?
Yeah, I've had a few talk to me and my parents, but there's really no offers yet.
Okay, very cool. Tate, what is it that you like to do outside of sports and school? What are your hobbies?
I like to hang out with the boys.
Right?
I like to hunt.
Okay. Are you a video game guy, movies guy, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big-time PlayStation guy.
Okay. Really? What are you playing?
I like to play Madden. I've been playing Red Dead lately. Okay.
Yeah, and that seems to be the popular demand. So can you explain what it is about these? I mean, I know that those are two totally different games. What is it about Red Dead that really interests you?
I don't know. I've just been a fan of it since the first one came out, and it kind of just... And the new one came out, and it kind of just, like, I was really hype about it.
Nice. Very cool.
It's just a really interesting game.
Do you spend hours and hours doing that?
I try to. Right now, I really don't have that much time, but when I get a chance, yeah, I hop on.
For sure. What would you say would be your favorite teams? I mean, as an athlete, usually you have teams that you like to root for in the pros, basketball, NBA, football, NFL, or NCAA. I know that that you might be interested in a college as well. And then, of course, MLB, baseball.
Yeah, football, the Colts, Indianapolis Colts okay. are my team.
Is there a reason for that?
You know, I think back when I was younger, I turned on the television and saw them playing, and I think that's what kind of just stuck with me.
Just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think
did they win that game?
I can't remember.
All right.
Basketball, I've always been a Heat fan.
Mm. So that's before LeBron?
No, he was there when I started to like
okay.
the Heat, yeah.
Okay, that's
and fair.
And
he left, and it kind of bummed me out, but...
Sure.
But baseball, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Okay.
I've always been a Red Sox fan.
A newfound champion was just announced, only in five games, probably one of the best baseball teams ever to play, ever to exist. What'd you think about this season?
You know, I didn't really get to watch them that often, but... I watched the whole series, and it was fun to watch. It was really interesting.
Have you ever been able to watch a game in person?
No, not the Red Sox. We actually were thinking about it, but no, we didn't. We never got to.
Awesome. And do you have a college team?
You know, I would probably have to say Oklahoma State or Tech.
Okay.
But I'm just a Big 12 fan in general.
Very good. I wanted to know, and we're going to go back to your experiences in football. Do you have a favorite experience?
Yeah. It was actually last year against Cibola. It was late in the fourth quarter, and we were kicking it. We just scored, and we were kicking a PAT to tie it, and it was a bad snap, and I just kind of was doing my normal thing, taking my step, and then I heard the call to, it's called fire, and we kind of break out, and that's kind of how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bad snap, and I heard it, and so I kind of turned back and went out, and I just kind of like started backpedaling into the end zone, and our placeholder was like, he started sprinting out, and the whole team was on him, and he kind of disappeared, and just I saw the ball lobbed up. And it came, like, right down to me. I just kind of reached up and grabbed it and brought it down, and we ended up winning the game by a point.
That's insane. So you hear fire. Is everybody yelling that? Just one, two people doing that?
Usually it's just a placeholder. They usually yell it, and then we have, the wings on the end are usually the guys that kind of do their thing and go out on a route.
Okay, and that was Caden Smith, right?
Correct, yes, Caden.
So, Caden, you go and talk to him after the game. You know, you guys are excited. What just happened was incredible. Did he ever see you, or did he kind of just play the guessing game?
You know, I don't know. I never really asked him. We were just kind of shocked. We were like, yeah, it was a really fun time. It was really exciting.
Very cool. Do you have a favorite stadium that you've played in? You've experienced a football game and a baseball game. I want to ask you about both that doesn't include Carlsbad. Obviously, being at home is the best you can be with your fans, you know, right behind you. But is there a favorite field you've ever played on?
Probably I'd have to say the stadium. There's a stadium in Albuquerque. It's it's a community stadium. It's called Lucinda Field or something like that.
Okay.
It's really nice. It's like all concrete, it's sinking in, and it's pretty cool.
Awesome. And then what about baseball?
Probably Isotopes Park.
Okay. What about your hidden talent? Tate, do you have any things that people might not all know about?
I can snowboard pretty good,
I guess. Cool. That's cool. And you said you like to hunt. Would you say you are particularly good at hunting?
I don't know. I guess I'm average.
Sure. Okay. So, now what I wanted to do was get into what I like to call rapid fire. Rapid fire sponsored by Constructors Inc., Albertsons Market, Kaleidoscoop's Ice Cream & More, Fashion Eyeworks, and Bowen Insurance. Tate, are you ready for this? I'm going to throw some questions your way, and you just got to fire them back at me.
Let's go.
Favorite color?
Green.
Favorite candy?
Kit Kat.
Favorite shoe brand?
Nike.
Favorite car?
Ford.
Favorite food item? Just your favorite food.
Oh, okay. So like steak.
Okay, steak. Favorite breakfast item?
Waffles.
Okay, there you go. Actor, favorite actor or actress?
Will Smith.
Nice, I like it. Favorite song in your head right now?
Oh, Mo Bamba.
Oh, I love it. I don't know why, but I was thinking that in my head, so that works. Favorite class hour this year?
Probably second hour or third hour. I'm sorry, Miss okay. Allen.
Very cool. Favorite item you own?
Probably my phone.
Okay. Favorite Kaleidoscoops ice cream flavor?
Cookie dough.
Favorite TV show?
Shoot. Gosh dang it.
Fresh Prince, maybe?
No, I like Impractical Jokers.
Okay, there you go. Red or green chili?
Green.
Spicy or mild?
Mild.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Walk-up song. If you could choose one walk-up song, what would it be?
Probably Mo Bamba.
All right, that works. Dream job.
Like an owner of something.
Okay, very cool. Awesome. Well, Tate, thank you very much for participating in Rapid Fire. And, of course, we appreciate you being here in the studio. Before we go, I wanted to ask you for a last piece of advice for maybe a young kid that wants to be successful as a running back or just an athlete in general when they get to the high school level. What would you say to that person trying to get better?
Just don't ever take a day off. Just work as hard as you can each and every day. Try to be better than you were the day before, and just try to perfect whatever you're trying to do.
Absolutely. Tate, thanks again so much for being on the show, and I wish you the very best of luck the rest of your year.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.